Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Sunday, March 17th, 2024. The card that we have is the Moon from the Way of the Panda Tarot by Fables Den. And if you follow along here every day, and you know I always talk about the Moon every day, then you might have guessed that today, in the early hours of the morning, it's moving into its home sign of Cancer. Yes, and it will be trying to Venus in Pisces in the evening. So how lovely is that? Early on, while the Gemini moon is still in play, and I mean early, like after midnight, the moon will square Neptune. Now, I bring that up because we also have a conjunction with the Sun and Neptune happening today. And whenever Neptune is involved, things are not always really clear. Much like with our moon card, right? Think about it. The moon shines at night. If it's not full, you really don't have a whole lot of light to work with. And Neptune, to me, is always just like the proverbial fog machine that's going. People could be a little more sensitive today. And you could even find yourself feeling a bit more intuitive. But I would say overall, some people will be feeling the emotional side of it because of the moon being home in Cancer, right? It's a very emotional sign. So, you know, taking all of this into consideration, I think with emotions being in play today, everyone will feel it, you know, to various degrees. And if you are feeling a little emotional or teary or whatever, or just kind of wondering what this mood is you're in, start keeping a journal. Keep an idea of understanding what effect the moon has on you each day, because it really is your basic day-to-day, you know, I don't want to say life force, because the sun is a life force, but when it comes to the moon, it is all about how you know, respond throughout the day. All right? You're controlled by it. So it's a good idea whenever you question things which are going on, or if you feel any fears coming up, like uncertainty around you, because the moon card, you know, does bring those up as well, then I would strongly suggest that you, you know, look for a moon calendar in your time zone and follow what's going on, keeping track of, you know, different things in your life. You know, perhaps how social you feel, how non-social you feel, how you might be more tempted by things which you know you shouldn't have during certain moons. Yeah, there's a lot there. But once you discover it and understand it, you might say to yourself, well, I won't do my grocery shopping on a day when the moon is in Taurus, that kind of a thing. But it's up to you to figure these things out. So, blame it on the moon. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.